Yes, everybody loves them. Baby, do you stand the rain? Yeah. I wish I was Johnny Gill, if you could tell. But what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It is one of your two hosts, Nye. Y'all gonna hear from Shay soon. Because she got some shit brewing for y'all. Because this girl, I'm gonna let her tell her own business. But welcome back. Happy May 1st. How we feeling? How's the year treating you? Has God been blessing you? I'm gonna get some juice and I'm gonna let y'all get some soda, actually. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I got a soda. But, answer some questions. How y'all doing? Talk to me. Now, it's something about these cold Pepsis that be getting to me. First things first, y'all. I have cut down on Pepsi drastically. Y'all would be so proud of me. Y'all would be so proud. But anyways, God has been blessing me. He's been opening doors and closing doors and giving me the strength. But I do need to discuss something with him because I think he's mistaking me for somebody else. I think he think I'm the strongest soldier. It's not me. God, give that task to somebody else. Get somebody else to do it because it's not me. Not me at all. I just want everybody to know that. But work has picked up. It's been like a lot of ups and downs over the last few weeks. But we hold it on. A lot of the ups and downs that have happened has caused me to have to delay some of the content that I've had for you guys. Because I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with people and talk to them to make these Help a Sister Out episodes. Help a sister / brother out episodes. Because we had a brother spill the tea for us. And I gotta update y'all on that one. I go to lunch with him next week, so we won't get an update. I've been reaching out to everyone who's like shared their stories with us. To like sit down and see what's happened since the episode. So we're gonna get some updates. But today we're gonna be chatting it up. Well, I'm gonna be telling y'all some of my business. Per usual. Yo, a couple weeks ago, I forgot who it was, but people be shouting out the podcast. I appreciate that. Tell a friend. And they shouted out the podcast and it was like, I've never been so ready to hear somebody's business the way Nye tells people's business. And I'm here for it. Every week, I'm here for it. So, I just love stuff like that. Like, the fact that y'all love me telling people. But I tell these people business with their permission. I don't be up here. Well, there was one episode where I told somebody business without permission. But I didn't really care. But, yo, first of all, I'm going all over the place right now. But y'all understand. Y'all, if you know me by now, you know I'd be all over the place. But I really be enjoying, like, obviously I'm talking to y'all, but I'm not talking to nobody right now. I'm in here recording by myself, but I really be in here cracking up by myself, and y'all get glimpses of it when I have episodes, but I really be in the house talking to myself, having a good ass time. Like, I'm my best friend. Ooh. Anyways, before we get into this episode, right? We already into the episode. We like 5 minutes in. But let me tell y'all what happened to me. So, I had some health issues like a week ago. I talked about it in the last episode. So, what happened is I had some glands that were inflamed in my face. And the right side of my face was just swollen. It was really bad. But y'all know I can't be serious for nothing. Like, in serious situations, I just cannot be serious. And the doctor was like, she was like, do you have any questions for me? And I was like, yes. did I have a stroke in my sleep? And I was dead ass, like. But when I asked the question, I bust out laughing. And I was like, I'm not trying to, like, joke or anything. But, like, seriously, did I have a stroke? And she's like, I don't think you had a stroke. But, you know, if that's something that you want me to check, sure. But I'm like, you know what, sis? You the doctor. You got the degree. Who am I? I just feel like I had a stroke because how my face was looking. And that's probably not funny, y'all. It's not funny to y'all, but it's funny to me. But anyways. Into this episode, I sat down with Nat, which, as y'all know, is an alias. And we talked about her job. So this is, she needs advice on, like, what to do, how to stay focused, how to pretty much reset everything in her life, pertaining to her job. And she reached out to me pretty much to be like, I need some advice on something. And anybody who has hit me up and they're like, I need advice. And I'm like, what's the topic? If I feel like it's a good podcast episode, I tell them right away, I'm using this for content. And you can proceed. I'm gonna give you advice regardless, but I'm just letting you know, I like this. So let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Blah, 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 blah. Unless it's something urgent, I really won't like push it off if it's something urgent. But that's that, y'all. So Natalie works at KB Toys, and obviously KB Toys is a fucking cover up as well. She is an operations manager. The hookah is hookah in. Look at God. Praise the Lord for the shisha. Anyways, I got a Pepsi, hookah, and animal crackers, and a water. Life cannot be greater than this. Well, it can, but I'm living in the moment. It's also 4 a.m., and I probably should have a hookah at 4 a.m., but YOLO, I'm off tomorrow. Well, I'm off today. It's me recording the episode right now. Y'all need to know that. But anyways, y'all. Yeah, so she works at KB Toys, and she's operations manager. I'm going to give you the management structure in her store. So there's a general manager, and then there's an assistant to him, like an assistant manager to him. And then there's 8 managers, so there's an assistant to each management. Like, there's a manager and then an assistant manager for each department. And then there's 4 supervisors. So that's about 14 people in leadership roles in her store. Which, for me, I think that's amazing. Like, I wish my store had something like that. On her team, it's her supervisor, which is Anna. And then she has about 30 to 40 employees under her, right? She got this role back in February of 2022. And she's just, I don't know if I told you, this is the only job she's had since she's graduated high school. She started off as a sales associate. She's worked her way up to become a shift lead. And then from a shift lead, she was a supervisor. And then from a supervisor, she was, sorry, I'm trying to get my paperwork close to me. From a supervisor, she became a floor manager. And then from a floor manager, she became a department manager. So she has climbed the ladder. We graduated high school in 2015. So from 2015 to now, she's made an amazing amount of progress. Very proud of you, Matt. Very, very proud of you. And I told you that when we were sitting down. In the midst of like making all the progress she's done in her career, she's also graduated undergrad, and she's gotten her master's pertaining to the role that she is in now as an operations manager. So she's really worked her way up the ladder, and she felt like the higher she climbed the ladder, the less support that she had from people in the building. And I could relate. I feel like for a lot of people, that type of thing happens. Like, your friends are very supportive of you, but then when, like, some of the people around you start to kind of fall off, which goes back to the point when they say, like, it gets lonely at the top. I'm currently in that position right now, which, like I said, I can completely understand where she's coming from with some of the things that she's saying, and this is something that I'm struggling with too. So during our conversation, I was able to help her a little bit, but I also told her, like, this is a great time for you to seek out and listen to other people. So she's told me thus far she's only asked people who are 40 plus years old and who's held down their position for a very long time. She didn't ask anyone in our generation because they're gonna tell her to quit, and she doesn't want to necessarily quit if she doesn't have to. If there's things that she can do to, you know, push herself, she's gonna stay in her position. Which, I feel her. That's how I feel right now about being with All Saints. Love All Saints to death. There's certain things that are happening within the store that I work in that I can do without, but that's a whole other situation. But so she's climbed this ladder. She's now feeling like she has no support. Again, this started February of 2022, so a year ago. She's been feeling like this. So she really started feeling this when Anna had to go on maternity leave. So Anna went on maternity leave from the beginning of September to the beginning of November. And, you know, prior to all of that happening, she had been in contact with HR, other managers, trying to figure out, like, how she should be handling this. This is the first time she's had to deal with someone being on maternity leave. And, the people in the building were just not of any assistance to her. They were like, oh, we'll help you as it gets closer to the time. And as we all know, months have been flying by. Like, for 3 minutes, it'll be September. And then for 50 minutes, it'll be the next, like, time has just been flying. So she really felt like, you know, I need to outsource. So she was talking to Anna, which is one of the supervisors that works for her, who went on maternity leave. And Anna was like, let's just call another store and see if someone there that we know could help us. So she called another operations manager, and he pretty much gave her the rundown of, like, how it should be going. So she followed the protocol that he gave her, and she finally got some help, but it was not from someone in her building. And, you know, Anna goes on maternity leave. She come and, you know, she finally goes upstairs while Anna's on maternity leave, and she's like, hey, lady in HR, I really want to talk to you guys. And she's like, yeah, what's up? Like, you know how people in HR be having that little small talk with you? Anyways, she's like, yeah, what's going on? She's like, well, I really just want to address the fact that, like, I really need help with trying to figure out what to do with maternity leave. And y'all gave me endless days and y'all didn't really help me. Like, how, like, moving forward, what are the proper processes for these types of things? I would like to be, you know, capable of maintaining things like this and being able to be coached and all that, but I just feel like it's really not happening here. And HR pretty much told her, like, you don't got nothing to worry about, I have to worry about it. And she was like, well, it didn't seem like you was worrying about it. And obviously, I'm like giving y'all a shorthand version of things. It was very much more professional than that. And HR pretty much was like, well, girl, let me tell you something. You need to coach Anna. When she come back, she can't be missing all them days of work. Blah, 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 blah. And she was like, you can't tell her that she can't go to the doctor. Like, that, you can't tell her that. Like, and she was like, no, I'm not saying that. But, like, you know, she would come to work a little late sometimes. And, like, I let it go because she was sick. But, you know, when other managers are starting to call it out and it becomes an issue for the entire team, blah, 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 blah. So Nat was just like, coach me through this. And they put a plan in place. She said that she would talk to Anna when Anna comes back. Anna comes back from her maternity leave. She sits her down. They have a great conversation. She explained, like, you know, I'm a mother first. Like, this job don't mean shit to me. Like, I want to be able to provide for my child, but I'm not about to be sitting here missing out on shit my kids like because of this job. Which, obviously, Nat, who comes from a single-parent home, her mom took care of her all of her life. She was like, yeah, like, understand that. I got you. You work with me. We'll figure it out. But, like, I'm having a conversation with you because the conversation was held with me. And Anna was like, all right, cool. Like, bet. Don't mention it. Since then, has had no issues with Anna, but she has been having issues on her team. And she's asking to be coached. And there's no help, right? And I could just stop right there and tell y'all, like, there's been no help and she doesn't know what to do. But I really want to paint the picture for y'all of the strides that she's taken to get the help that she deserves for her team. So sit back, because I'm about to paint a picture for y'all. I hope you didn't think that the episode stopped right there. Thanks for listening to the Black Girl Tea Podcast. Let's get back into it. Just to make it last, I do whatever needs to be done. Oh, and I need somebody who can stand by me. I felt like since in the beginning I started singing, that would have came down to the break, that I had to come back in with it. You know what I'm saying? What y'all think? I should come out with an R&B album or what? But let me paint this picture for y'all real quick. So, she gave me dates. She gave me dates. So, Anna returned from maternity leave on November 2nd. She had her coaching conversation with Anna on November 4th, right? November 18th, she sent an email to HR telling HR that she feels like she needs support. She's witnessing things with her team that she doesn't necessarily know how to handle. And pretty much the response from HR was, we didn't put you in a management position if we didn't think that you didn't have the problem-solving skills to manage your team. And she was like, wow. You know, and obviously, I'm just giving you guys smooth translations of things because I don't have the actual emails, and I'm not about to read the actual emails either, because that's a lot of reading. So y'all just gotta imagine that the stuff that's coming out of my mouth is professional, right? So she was just like, wow, okay, cool, I'm gonna figure it out on my own then. And HR was like, let me know if you need anything. And she was like, girl, I just did it. You told me to figure it out on my own. And she was like, well, you brainstorm what you think would work and we'll go over it. She reached back out to HR on November 21st to pretty much get a proposal. And she sat down with HR and she was like, yep, I think that's perfect. Go with it. So November 22nd, she moves into action. When she does what she does, she has to have a conversation with her general manager the very next day, which, like, is around Thanksgiving. So she was not really thrilled about having that conversation with him. And he pretty much was like, hey, like, you really shouldn't have handled it like that. You know, let me know where I could be of some assistance. So she pretty much tells him everything that's happened. Like, this is what's been happening. I reached out to HR on this time. I sat down with her, had a conversation of what my plan was, and she told me cool. So the general manager was like, I bet, like, you know, I'm sorry that I came down on you this hard, but, you know, I obviously did not know those details that you had a conversation with her and she gave you the go ahead. And, you know, pretty much told him, like, that is not how you should be handling things. This is how you should have done it. Moving forward, you know, handle things like this. And she's like, okay, cool. And he's pretty much telling her, like, moving forward, if you don't feel comfortable with going to HR because you feel like you're not getting supported, like, getting the support that you need, you can come to me, you can email me. So she starts keeping this in the back of her head. As things go on, she's going to HR going to the general manager to handle things. And the general manager is great help. The general manager ends up quitting 3 days before Christmas. 3 days before Christmas. So there was a structure change. The assistant manager became the GM. And then one of the 8 leaders in the building became the assistant manager, and then the supervisor got promoted. So now the supervisor's team only has 3 people, which somewhere, somehow, somebody's going to have to pick up the slack. So for 2 weeks, they don't have that extra support that they had from the supervisors. They're having to scrounge and try to figure it out. And Natalie's team is yet falling apart. She went to the assistant manager, the former assistant manager, and was pretty much like, look, when I was talking to OGM, he told me I could come in here and talk to him about things. He's been a great help up until this point. Like, will you be able to help me out? And new girl was like, nah, go to HR. I'm still trying to get acclimated with my role. I don't want to give you the wrong information. HR will be your best friend until I am trained and capable of helping you. But I do want to hear what's going on. She sits down with the new GM. She tells her the tea, and she's like, okay, yeah, I don't know how to handle that. So I'm going to need you to email me this so that I can email HR and we could all have a coaching conversation together. They do this, y'all. And HR literally ain't help her. Like, and now now it's in someone's face that, like, she's not getting the help that she needs. So they go above the HR person's head, and unfortunately, the HR person gets fired. Now, here goes the tea, y'all. Boy, it's not too much tea, because clearly, this all this episode is about is tea. So, once the friend, so once HR gets fired, right? Shorty gets fired. One of the 8 leaders starts treating Natalie like shit because she was friends with HR. She started throwing dirt on her name, started giving her a hard time. Whenever they would close together, she would leave all the nightly duties to her. It was just a fucking shit show. So Natalie went to the GM, told the GM, and the GM was like, yeah, not happening on my watch. They had a conversation about it, a mediation about it, and the girl kept up the behavior. And now it's getting to the point where it's being very obvious. It's very obvious in the store, like, that this type of disrespect is happening. And we are now in February, and the GM quits. Like, so now there's a new structure change. So one of those 8 leaders get pushed up again, and they bring in a new GM, and, like, it's just a lot of foolishness and a lot of, like, transitions happening back to back. Natalie stays in her position, and she's still getting treated like shit. She brought all the HR person who is there now, she brought all the information to this HR person, and this HR person tells her the thing that the old general manager told her. I'm getting acclimated with my role, but I will help you. So she gets coached. They all get coached together because this store needed a good coaching session. So everyone gets coached for a couple weeks. It's great. And then boom, back with the bullshit. Natalie feels like she can't catch a break, which I also feel that way, girl. When I tell you, you are preaching to the choir with your story, you are preaching to that motherfucking choir. I'm a soprano in this story too, even though I was just Johnny Gill. And Johnny Gill is clearly a tenor. But I'm a soprano. Yo, something's really wrong with me. But anyways, she just feel like it's one thing after another. If her direct team is in a fucked up situation, if it's not her team that's in a fucked up situation, then it's the leadership in the store. She's having to pick up the slack and, like, do more than what she needs to do. Do more than what she needs to do. So March comes around, and they went on a firing frenzy. Like, they started firing people left and right, left and right, left and right. And they fired people before they could find people to replace them. So where this went from having a GM, an assistant GM, 8 leaders, 4 supervisors, it went down to having 2 supervisors, 3 leaders, and a GM. Completely restructured the store, and moving forward from, let's say, March 1st, that was the structure of the store. And now they've hired people in the middle of March. They hired people. People are learning their roles. But it seems like Natalie is responsible for every fucking thing. Like, it's just a shit show everywhere she turns. And she's had conversations with HR. They've brought people in to support the store. They're still hiring other people. And, like, they're in that transition process. So we all know the transition is just... Transition periods are always crazy and rough. So Natalie is wondering, should she keep the faith and pray that with this new transition that everything will be well, or should she just start counting it a, air quote, loss and start looking for another job? This was my advice to Natalie. I told her to go home and write a pros and cons list. If you really feel like once the store is restructured strongly, that you can grow here, have a conversation with HR, present those pros and cons to HR in a professional manner, and see where HR is willing to help you grow. Because it seems like they have a good like foundation for HR right now. So I told her to figure that out. Like, figure out your pros and cons. And then if you want to stay, you figure out and come up with a plan with HR for the sake of you and your team of how this new structure will support you all. And if they're willing to support you in the structure that you've presented to them for you and your team, then you stick it out and you hold them accountable every step of the way. Now, if you feel like you need to walk away, you walk away. But do not walk away without a plan. And the reason why I told her not to walk away without a plan is because y'all remember what happened to me and Shay when we walked away without a plan. Niggas went into a whole pandemic blind, y'all. But like, you really need a plan. Like, you need a... I don't want to be one of those people that say, like, don't leave your job without another job secured. Because if it's that bad and you feel like you just really need to go, by all means go if you can afford to do it. But I also believe in like just praying and asking God for a sign. If you pray and God is like, go, I got you, go, sis, he got you. But if God is telling you to stick it out, stick it out. Do not miss your blessing. So create that pros and cons list and figure it the fuck out. Now, I've been having similar issues, similar feelings and emotions about my current position, and I did the same thing. Now, the support that I have on my side have shown me thoroughly, like, you are an important piece of this team and this company, and we would be stupid to let you go. So my DM and my team has put a great structure in place to support me. And for me, that said almost everything. Like, I brought this to them, and we got you. We'll match your energy 100%. That let me know that I was in the right space. There are measures that they've put in place, especially for me, because they understand the importance of having me on their team. It's not just a money factor for them that Naomi's making sales, she's doing what... No, for them, it's way much more than that, and they've shown me that in their actions. So that is why I gave her the advice that I gave her. Now, what do y'all have to say about this? DM me, email me, text me. I have to wait for Natalie to tell me if she's comfortable with me handing out her social media to y'all when y'all DM me about stuff, but hit me up, let me know what you think, and as usual, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I hear from y'all next week.